This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We've rebuilt our military. We've cut regulations at a level that nobody thought possible. We'll always protect our Second Amendment. We all know that. But I just want to tell you that it's an honor to be with you all. I want to apologize to my family for having them have to go through a phony, rotten deal by some very evil and sick people. And Ivanka's here, and my sons, and my whole family. And that includes Barron. That includes Barron, who's up there as a young boy. Stand up, honey. Ivanka, thank you, honey. Come. I just want to thank my family for sticking through it. This was not part of the deal. I was going to run for president, and if I won, I was going to do a great job. I didn't know that I was going to run, and then when I got in, I was going to have to run again and again and again. Every week, I had to run again. That wasn't the deal, but they stuck with me, and I'm so glad I did it because we are making progress and doing things for our great people that everybody said couldn't be done. Our country is thriving. Our country is just respected again. And it's an honor to be with the people in this room. Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
President Trump officially not impeached, as you guys are very much aware, and much to the chagrin of Democrats who wanted to see this man go down. They say it wasn't a fair trial. And that's because, quite frankly, Donald Trump wasn't impeached. He wasn't found guilty. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. So the country had a victory. And as I've said many times now, this whole thing was a farce. But I want you to understand, this is an innocent man. I don't care what the pundits tell you. I don't care how much vitriol the left throws at you. You're talking about a man who was innocent. He's done nothing wrong. The only thing he did wrong was get elected when he wasn't supposed to. The Democrats said from the moment he was elected, they were going to get rid of him. They gave you the playbook. Every time they come out and they talk and they say something about Donald Trump or they say something about you, they are telling you about themselves. And what they are saying, bar none, there's no other conversation needed. They are crooked, lying scumbags and skanks. That's what they are. The fair trial was we set out to get Donald Trump and doggone it, we didn't get it. So the trial was unfair. Or the unfair trial, however you want to look at it, but you know what I'm saying. The fair trial was we were supposed to get him. And there was no other outcome except to get him. And you know what Trump did? He did exactly what he did to thwart the first time they went after him, the coup. And I will tell you, unquestionably, these people tried a coup. It failed. And if you switch places and put Obama where Trump is, the media would be livid. It would be such a different story. And the difference between us and them, the side of righteousness and lying scumbags, is we would be just as angry if this were happening to former President Obama. I can't stand his policies. Quite frankly, I don't even like the man. And it wasn't that I disliked him at first. I knew he's a snake, but I didn't dislike him. If he could get in there and do well, if it was style over substance, which it obviously was, but he could perform, He got the right players, fine. And if they had tried this stuff with him, I would have been livid. And so would you. Many of you were not dyed-in-the-wool Trump supporters. You were just ordinary folks going, I'll pick who I pick. But once they started this attack, people went, wait a minute. And that was Donald Trump, heartfelt, saying, you know what? This is crazy. Let me tell you something. I'm going to give you my observations about Trump. He went through this and he's thinking to himself, never in my wildest dreams would I believe that something like this could happen. Not in my wildest dreams. I figured they'd fight me until I became president. Then we'd start doing some magnificent stuff. And they'd say, why fight this guy? He's doing great. There have been many takeovers of corporations. Donald Trump has taken over companies. He certainly knows people who've taken over companies. He's a mogul. He's with the movers and shakers. Hey, Bill, I heard you bought so-and-so. Yeah, we're going to do a turnaround. You know you're going to cut some heads. You're going to make some people mad. Look, as a management consultant, I can tell you, the minute you walk into a boardroom, there are people in the room who love you, and there are people in the room who hate you. They don't want to be. They're like, oh, here he comes. Mister, he's going to start cutting heads. He's going to start looking at us, you know, putting the microscope up our behinds. Yeah, you're right. And if you're doing a great job, you're fine. If you're not, you're going to be gone. The idea is to restructure. They're not paying people a lot of money per hour, so you can get in there and go, well, I'm not sure. You know, you're going to go in there and ruffle some feathers. And Trump was like, you'll ruffle feathers, but then you'll turn it around, or you're going to build this magnificent building and this magnificent resort, and everybody's going to be happy. But that's not the way it works. Yeah. The president gave a victory speech, and you know what? The left couldn't stand it. He was unhinged. The outcry of a guy who's thanking all the people who stood by him, who went through a farce. I'm telling you, black folks listening to this program, you want to talk about a miscarriage of justice? You watched one. It could happen to you. This is early 1900s lynch mobs. It was funny, all those women were in black, in white in the State of the Union, and one of my friends said, yeah, hey, seems like Democrats certainly like the color of the Klan. Might as well put hoods on them. And they're going after a guy who only wants one thing, and that is to lead this nation into prosperity, and they won't have anything of it. And I don't blame them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
History was made during the impeachment. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. Listening to, communicating with, 844-551-8255. History was made. That's right. And it has to do with Mitt Romney. The not guilty vote in the Senate did not go down the GOP party line because there was a defection. The abuse of power charge. Mitt Romney said that Trump had engaged in a destructive, destructive an attack on the office of the Constitution, as I can imagine. As destructive an attack on the oath of office and our Constitution as I can imagine. That's what he said. Unbelievable. I speak for many of us when I say that I, Kevin Jackson, am embarrassed to have voted for Mitt Romney. I stood up for this guy, boy, in 2012. I thought he was the best possible thing that could happen to this country. He fooled Republicans. I'm talking about... I know you should be shaking your head right now, agreeing with me. He represented class. He was a classy guy. I touted the fact that he was a family man married to the same woman for 40-something years. How many of us can say that? I don't care if you're 65, 70, 80. You still may not be married to the same woman for for 40-something years and have a bunch of kids, none of them in rehab. I mean, I could go on. I lauded it. Kevin, he's a Mormon. I don't care. Look at the way. I was the dudes. I was singing Romney's praises, guaranteeing victory for Romney. Am I glad I was wrong? Yeah, doggone Skippy, I am. Wow. How many of us were fooled by this clown? And Paul Ryan is his VP? Two of the biggest rhinos on the planet? What kind of a mess would we be in had those two won? We ended up with 4 more years of Barack Obama. And in retrospect, you know what? I'm glad Obama won in 2012. I know. Be still. Be still my heart, right? For you Democrats that listen to the program. Kevin's actually happy that Obama won in 2012. You heard it here first, because I've never uttered those words. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way, if you're just tuning in. 844-551-8255. How do you feel about Romney? I'm just curious. He made history the first time in history that somebody did not vote on the party line for impeachment. First time. Man. Made history. It is what it says. I mean, to exactly how it reads. First time in history by becoming the first senator to vote to impeach the president of his own party in an impeachment trial. That's the difference. Not down party lines. He voted for the first time in history to impeach a president of his own party. That is the way Benedict Arnold Romney will go down in history. What a way to go down. Well, he'll go down in history as a dude who lost to one of the biggest losers on the planet. That would be Barack Obama. And he will go down as the guy for the first time voted against the president of his own party. People call it a shocking decision. Let me tell you what Romney is. Romney is the reincarnation of John McCain. That's what he is. His niece, Rona McDaniel, who is the chairman of the RNC, she says, "This is not the first time I've disagreed with Mitt, and I imagine it will not be the last." Says the president did nothing wrong, and the Republican Party is more united than ever behind him. And here's what's funny. The media has now made Romney the darling. He loves it. He's the Bill Kristol of the Republican Party. He's the George Will of the Republican Party, the Noah Goldberg of the Republican Party, the Stephen Hayes of the Republican Party, the Benedict Arnold of the Republican Party, and the media. Look at what Mitt Romney did, how brave he was. The very same media that in 2012 torched the man. Mr. 47%. Remember when he made the comment that 47% don't pay taxes or whatever, and they chewed him up and spit him out. Same thing McCain. McCain was, if I just make a little fun with the media, they'll eventually like me. No, they won't, McCain. They didn't like him in life, and to be honest with you, they don't like him in death. They just like rubbing his face, trying to rub him into the face of President Trump. That's what they like. And look, I get it. It's politics. We take a lot of their lefties that come over to the right, and we do the same thing. But here's the difference. And I'm not trying to parse here. I'm not making excuses, because it's human nature to say, oh, wow, we got somebody that switched over that saw the light. Mitt Romney isn't seeing the light. Mitt Romney is a vindictive dude who's mad that Donald Trump accomplished what he couldn't, and then he got snubbed because he wanted a position in the administration so he could do what? So he could be part of the swamp rats. So he could implement his rhino policies. He wanted to be Secretary of State, for goodness sakes. He wanted to be the person that was the marketing general for America. Can you imagine Romney marketing us around the world? The only thing I could imagine worse is Hillary Clinton doing it, or John Kerry. We wanted these people, folks. This should make us all step back and become more introspective and certainly retrospective about how we make our choices. Romney appeared presidential to me. I overlooked the fact that he was governor of Massachusetts, Kevin, in a very difficult place for a Republican to win. Yeah, because he wasn't a Republican. Even Massachusetts figured it out. He's not a Republican. He's playing Republican. Let's go along with it. Unbelievable. Don't get upset at yourself. I'm just calling out. Look, I'm just guilty. My hand is up. I'm guilty. I voted for him. I wanted him. Well, I cheered when Romney crushed Obama in that first debate. I was like, look at this, man. Woo! I was on the Romney train. Not anymore. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not getting back on it. Because I know what is in this guy's heart. And the idea that, and Trump talks about it, bringing up religion, that, well, my religious upbringing won't let me do. What? Your religious upbringing will let you buy into a lie? You know it's a lie. See, there are things that you know are lies. Like the Kavanaugh accusers, you know when people are lying. You didn't need me to call the Kavanaugh accusers lying skanks. Many of you out there, including women, you come up to me all the time. I'm like, hey, Kevin, listen, I'm sorry about that Fox thing. And you were 100% right. And I've had women say, you could have called them a lot worse. And I said, I agree. 100%. So Romney wants to pretend like, well, you know, I'm standing on principle. No, you're not. You're not standing on principle. You're standing on quicksand. And the leftists love you for it. If you want to be like John McCain or reach across the aisle and make people feel good, fine. But understand, you're siding with evil is what you're doing. Shame on Mitt Romney.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling on Democrats to get busy after failing to impeach him. Speaking with some governors at the White House, the president says there's plenty of things that can be done on a bipartisan basis.
But we're ready to go with a big infrastructure bill if they're ready to approve it. We're also ready to lower drug prices very substantially. We did last year was the first time in 51 years that prescription drug prices went down. First time in 51 years. But to get them really down, we have to do exactly what we're doing. We need the votes of the Democrats.
Attorney General Bill Barr is expressing his outrage over two police officers who were shot in New York City.
I have the full support of this administration and this Department of Justice.
The gunman opened fire on two police officers over the weekend and is due in court today. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Leftists are some deranged, sick people. And I'm not saying this to be clever on the radio or to be funny or for any reason. I'm not even being sarcastic. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Leftists are sick people. You are better off. I'm telling you, God is my witness, the type of advice I give to my kids, the type of advice I give to my friends, to family. Leftists are sick people. I have a buddy. He's one of my best buds. And I've got two or three of them. Best buds. And they can't stand Trump. They are Democrats dyed in the wool. One of them, he passed away. He's a white boy out of California. You understand where he got his poison, his sickness, right? I told you where he's from. The other two are black. That's where they got their sickness from, right? It's part of the gene pool of blackness that you got to go Democrat no matter what. Recently, one of them, he's a talented guy. This guy is fluent in French and Spanish. I mean, I speak both languages, but he translates at his church. In French and Spanish. He's a UN level speaker of the language, nuance and all. Smart guy. I hired him. Well, that's not true. I went to work for a company as vice president of the company, and I inherited him as a sales guy, and I taught him how to sell. And he's now doing really great. And we were talking the other day, and he's, oh, Ken, don't go bringing up Trump, 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 Trump. And I mean, nothing I did politically rubbed off on him. Yet, he lives a conservative life. It's a sickness. And it's difficult to get rid of when you're around the same people. People that don't get it. And it's a shame, to be honest with you. And everything about impeachment, forget just impeachment for a second. Everything that is happening through this world, when you look at it through the eyes of leftism, is so blatantly wrong. You have to ask yourself, how do you not see this? I mean, Ocasio-Cortez's stupid comment. By the way, I'm glad James Woods is back on Twitter. Whew. I was just talking about him. I was in L.A. talking. I was meeting with Nick Searcy. And I asked Nick, I said, hey, what's up with James? He goes, he just disappeared. I think it was self-imposed off of Twitter. I went, get out. The next day, he's back on Twitter. I was like, way to go. James is back. He must have heard me psychically talking about him. But anyway, he tweeted about Ocasio-Cortez, who's saying, wait, how are you going to pull yourself up by the bootstraps? And the joke is, you can't pull yourself out of the boots, up by the bootstraps, unless you're not in the boot. You know, because it's the Booker T. Washington thing. We need to pull ourselves up by the bootstrap. Well, if you want to look at it strictly as a metaphor, like you reach down and pull yourself up by the bootstrap, well, maybe you can. But if you want to take the metaphor forward, maybe you just want to lift your boot up so you can move one foot in front of the other. Maybe that's it. But the point is, she's going, hearkening back to Dr. King, you know, here's what he said about it. You know, it's not that you can't move, you know, step your foot forward or whatever else. And I was like, man, these doggone stupid leftists. It's funny to me because we're talking about 1960s when blacks were getting water cannon shot on and German shepherds sicked on them by racist Democrats, the very party that Ocasio-Cortez is a part of. And she's hearkening back to this. And I say, where's that happening? Show me where a black person can't get ahead. And what's funny is she goes on to say, 60% of people inherit their wealth. That's a shame. Well, you know what the shame of it is? That 100% don't inherit their wealth. She's saying, we should not be inheriting wealth. We should be, what? You should be doing what? She's too stupid to understand how crazy what she's, oh, 60% inherit wealth. So that's all white people are getting money, just handed to them. That's what she's saying. They're getting stuff handed to them. What parent isn't handing their kids something? Or wanting to? What parent? Unless you're the most selfish parent in the world, you are looking to hand your children something. I don't care what color you are. Now, you want to argue black people can't hand their kids as much per capita? Okay, we can argue that. But I'll tell you this, my grandmother, God rest her soul, I had to help her until the day she died, but don't think she didn't want to help me. Don't think she didn't. She couldn't. Oh, well, Kevin, you're one of those people that didn't get a handout. You're right. And you know what it made me do? It made me say, you know what? When I leave this world, I will leave my kids something. That's what it made me do. It made me want to do that. Ocasio-Cortez doesn't get it. So her implication is black people can't be leaving their kids anything. Yes, they do. It may be small. It may be, mama, you say, mama, look here, I'm going to give you this necklace and these rings. You're going to get my jewelry, and then you're going to get my car, and you're going to get whatever. The sad part is we do get a lot of debt when black folks die. I ain't going to lie to you. We passed the plate at a few funerals I've been to in my life. But how sad is that? As opposed to saying, you know what? Let's stop this cycle. Let's make it to where everybody, 100% of people, well, I mean, not that you're going to get that kind of a plurality, but 100% of people can leave things to the next generation. What would be wrong with that?
60% of people get their wealth from inheritance.
Well, how sad are we that we haven't gotten it to 100? But you know what she's saying. You shouldn't be getting your wealth from inheritance. Your parents shouldn't be leaving you anything. And the racist notion that you black and you brown folks, you're not getting any money from other people. You know, your folks aren't leaving you any money. How could they possibly be doing that without government? It's amazing. Anyway, we're talking about impeachment and this stain. This didn't leave a stain on Donald Trump. It didn't leave a stain on America. It left a stain on Democrats. Liars. Just like the Brett Kavanaugh people, they lied because they didn't want President Trump to get a confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. They lied about Russian collusion. Adam Schiff should be run out of Congress. So should Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi should be embarrassed for her antics at the State of the Union. Oh, Kevin, the president didn't shake her hand. She was angry. You could actually give Trump a pass on him because when he handed he didn't shake Vice President Pence's hand. He handed him the document. He handed Pelosi the document, and he spun around. She, you know, put her hand out, and he didn't shake it. I want to believe that between us girls, I want to believe that he didn't shake it on purpose. But if the point is, he has an out. He didn't shake Pence's hand. Now, Melissa says he intentionally didn't shake Pence's hand so he didn't have to shake Pelosi's hand. Okay. I hope that's the case. And I hope he did see it and just turned around, did a boss move and said, I'm not shaking your hand. But you can't just automatically go to the place where that's malicious. But regardless, Pelosi's back there looking at the notes, doing her thing. You know, we did a great video on it and it got a viral for a bit. But Pelosi's looking at these notes, and at the very end, she stands up and symbolically tears it up. And this is the Speaker of the House that's supposed to be showing decorum. She should be removed. That alone, and many people said this same thing, it's not just my thought, that alone shows she doesn't have the temperament to be Speaker of the House. The third person in charge. I want you to stop for a minute and ask yourself, do you think the Democrats want Pelosi to run the country? If something happened to the president and VP, do you believe they want Pelosi to run the country? Exactly. Of course not. You think they want Schumer in charge of America? No. Because if either of them thought they could be president, they would run. I want you to understand, you got a lot of leadership that, or I'm using my finger quotes, on the left. They don't want them to be president. Let's move on. Adam Schiff, who's misreading the president, claimed he had proof of Mueller, Russian collusion, blah, blah, blah. Then they recruit Vindman. They claim they don't know the whistleblower, Eric Saramella, who also leaked information, supposedly, I guess from the John Bolton's memoir, and who, by the way, is apparently got a revenge deal. All people lying in the wake of Donald Trump, except for people like Manafort and General Flynn and Papadopoulos. I mean, these people have no bounds. There's no end of this. A guy says, I hope that when the House flips in the 2020 election, that they remove, they publicly exonerate, they rescind the president's impeachment and publicly exonerate him of any wrongdoing. People love this spectacle. They love that on the left, they love watching this stuff because they have such vitriol for a guy that they didn't dislike about 4 or 5 years ago. It's amazing how things
change. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump is a boss in America, all over the world. One of the most respected people on the planet. And I'll be honest with you, I had a lot less respect for Trump. And it's not a slam. I mean, I respected him as a business person. I respect everybody as a human being. You know what I most respect about Trump? Being honest with you. Keeping his family together with different wives. You know, like he's got Marla, who he's got, I think he's got a child by a daughter. He's got Ivana, who he's got the kids by. And then he's got, obviously, Barron with Melania. And keeping a cohesive family like that is a very difficult thing, pardon me, a thing to do. Obviously, I'm a part of that myself, two different wives, you know, three kids by one and one. And anyway, it's a difficult thing to do. And I know people that are far more, you know, they got a lot more issues than I do and even more issues than Trump. And I want you to imagine what it's like in the black community where these young kids are having, you know, five, six, seven, eight kids by four or five different women. So Donald Trump keeps it together. And I think that's a great role model for people to look at, because we're no longer, you don't find it today where you've got, you know, people staying together from high school or college until they die. You know, people go out and have two, three families. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. But here's what I want to play. I'm telling you, Donald Trump is a boss. And not only here in the United States, but it's because of what people respect him for. So I respect his fatherhood, most of all. And a kid that didn't have his father, grew up with my grandfather and my stepfather, and people that became surrogate fathers, I respect men who can keep their families together. That's a difficult thing to do. But I also respect that this is a guy who, you may not like his style, but at the end of the day, when you really look at his accomplishments, you got to tip your hat to him. Oh, he was bankrupt, Kevin. I have a buddy of mine, one of my best buds, who's a Democrat. Oh, man, he made money off of other people's money. He made that. And I go, was it illegal? Did he do anything that the rules were? Yeah, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shut up. You would have done the same thing. You would have. There's not a person living in America who, if they go, well, at the appropriate time, you could file for bankruptcy or you could, you know, take advantage of a system. You don't do it. As long as, I mean, even hardcore conservatives, if there is an out that you can take that is a legal remedy that is not theoretically hurting anybody directly, it's set up for people in your situation, you'll take it. That is what you're supposed to do. It's the illegal stuff. And Trump, on that number, you know, he says it. I remember when they talked to him about his bankruptcy. He's like, I took advantage of it. That's what it was there for. And I remember saying, that is not the answer. Don't say that. He's like, look, I know it's not what you want to hear, but that's why I did it. It was there for me to take advantage of. And yes, I used it to my advantage in order to build my organization, to build my brand. And here's where I'm at. And you're like, wow, that is real raw truth. That's ripping the Band-Aid off. And that's why the dude got elected. So, I'm telling you, when I traveled, I was in Paris, where else? Not London. Anyway, I was in Europe. And I'm talking to everybody everywhere I go because I want to know how they feel about Donald Trump for real. And people are like, shh, man, respect. I mean, respect. Respect, respect, respect. Wish our guy, wish our person was this way. Respect. And so what I learned was there was the media hype, and, you know, whether you're in Canada or you're France, wherever, the media hype. Trump is, you know, he is not respected. He is not nonsense. Respected all over the world. Some of it anecdotal because I'm talking, you know, Skyping with friends or wherever, and I'm going, really? Especially Africa, man. It was shocking. Some of my African friends will tell me, oh, Kevin, they love Trump here in various countries. Get out. No, they love him. They think he's amazing. Wish that their president was like the president. And by the way, African leaders are speaking up on behalf of Trump. But I want you to hear this, because this is Australia talking about impeachment. Blow your mind.
Let's go to the US, where the impeachment farce continues. But I wonder, did the Democrats' Adam Schiff give the game away? Have a look at this.
The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won.
Can't be decided at the ballot box. I mean, the man is essentially being impeached for winning the 2016 election, and they just don't want the American public to determine who their president is, because all indicators are that Trump is going to be re-elected this year and probably re-elected in even stronger numbers than he won in 2016.
Well, and these are also the primary criticisms that were delivered against Donald Trump's supporters in the lead-up to the 2016 election. You know, that
the Democrats and the Hillary Clinton supporters were going around saying, well, they're never going to accept the result. There was a big fear that they were going to, you know, embark upon some pseudo-civil war over it. And now you've got the Democrats saying, we don't want you to have a vote anymore. So look, let's just look at Adam Schiff's history of the way that he summarizes things. This is the man who told everybody, who told Congress that he, and only he, had secret information linking Donald Trump to the Russian collusion hoax. And then when he was finally asked, he was unable to provide that information. That then, you know, it morphed very slowly and subtly into the Ukraine hoax, which is obviously being a little bit of a farce, and that's playing out now. It's just being partisan, yes, on both sides, but, you know, the Democrats kicked it off, so they get what they deserve. This is not a man that you really want to be dictating who and can and cannot vote. This is a man who is completely partisan, who needs to take a step back, and honestly, he's handing the re-election back to Donald Trump because his polls are looking good, and voters have simply had enough.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. That was an Australian panel discussing this whole thing. She says, the farce of impeachment. She called it a farce. Kevin Jackson. I can't be more right about this stuff, man. And then she goes on to say, did Adam Schiff tip his hand? Of course he tipped his hand. We can't let people vote this guy in when he might cheat in the next election. So let's we talked about this before, but we're going to pre-crime him for a crime that he hasn't even committed. We're going to pre-crime him for the crime that Democrats actually committed. And then what's funny, these people are so in the know. Democrats, they said, would accept the results of the election. Remember, everybody, we need to just accept what the results are. And then Hillary Clinton, well, you know, we need to accept what's going to happen in the election. And then Donald Trump wins and nobody wants to accept it. Even the Aussies are going, it's kind of strange, you know, that they don't want to accept the results of the election. They were talking about doing it. And what was most funny to me is when they ridiculed Schiff. Oh, he said he had proof of Donald Trump doing blankety blank. And guess what? He's got no proof. Adam Schiff is proofless. I mean, honestly, that's the one thing that sticks in my craw over the whole thing. Is Adam Schiff said, we have the clip. Don't even worry about it. So he said with his own mouth, I have the proof. He was asked on MSNBC or CNN, oh, yeah, I have definitive proof that Donald Trump colluded and, worked with the Russians and all that and never produced it. And the media hasn't said, no, we're not listening to you again until you produce the proof. Until you produce the proof. So Donald Trump's completely innocent. And yet, the Democrats want you to believe he's guilty. It's a shame. And look, I'm not just shaking my head going, it's a shame. And I'm telling you, all you got to do is really think hard about this. The razor thin margin of which we made this happen, that we got Donald Trump exonerated, and you understand how sick these people are.
The petty, vindictive, spoiled brat, Trump. Expect more.
Well, let's talk about that. The Senate has clearly spoken now. The president was acquitted. Do you think your House colleagues...
He wasn't acquitted. It was a rigged trial.
Rigged trial. You're right. It was a rigged trial, all right. And yet again, Donald Trump figured out a way to thwart the leftists who want to see him and this country fail.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.